What's up, y'all? Today we are continuing our 10 days series of unlearning, and today we are looking at the limiting belief that if you take a break, that if you stop working,
you will fail.
I've always felt insecure.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up,
use their voice,
and make an impact in this world.
We unlearning some stuff in 2021 because it's time for us to go to the next level, right? It's time for us to step into the man, the woman that God created us to be, to check off some of that to-do list, to check off some of those goals. New Year's resolutions don't work. Blah, blah. Yeah, they do, Jackie. If you want them to, I have New Year's goals that I fail at. And guess what? I got some New Year's ones that work because it takes some effort. It takes some attention. It takes us having the mindset going into it that I am going to succeed at this year, right? And it might not look like what I think it's going to look like, but it's going to look like something. We go into it with the mindset that this isn't going to work. This is pointless. Well, guess what, Jack? It probably will be for you, but for other people, for unconventional leaders, right? We lean in. We lean into the hard stuff. Speaking of the hard stuff, leaning into limiting beliefs, getting comfy with them, addressing them, combating them, challenging them, and saying, hell no, devil, not today. Now, this limiting belief that we're going to look at today is offensive to me. I don't like it. I don't want to talk about it because this is the one that I struggle with probably the most. It's a limiting belief that if you take a break, if you stop working,
you're going to fail,
right? I am a driven type A, Enneagram 3, whatever you want to label me, through and through. And I like it, Jackie. I like being that way. I think it's a strength. I think whatever way you are bent naturally, there are strengths in it. We judge ourselves too much. We judge other people too much. You should be this way. You should be that way. Nah, you should be you, right? But how do we become the best versions of ourselves? And one of the flip sides, the negative sides of being driven is that sometimes you can work yourself too much where you struggle with the thought of taking a break and your mind goes crazy and you burn yourself out. Again, it's a strength, right? But there's also a flip side to it with all of our personality types. So for those of you who are like me, who are very driven, task-oriented, love checking things off the to-do list, the flip side of that is we can burn ourselves out and deal with this limiting belief that you cannot take a break. Now, Deepak Chopra. I think it's a long O. Y'all let me know. Comment, take a vote, Deepak Chopra or Chopra. Am I pronouncing the rest of it right? Regardless of how you say it, this is a wise man. And one of the quotes that I recently read is, a belief is a thought that is true for you and it creates reality. We see what we become and the world becomes what we see. That's pretty fire right there. That's neat. Deepak Chopra. Okay. But the underlying theme of that is a belief is simply a thought. And he also says that a thought is a belief, or a belief is a thought that you can either hold to be true or hold to be untrue, right? Which to me says that beliefs can change, that there is hope, that we are not stuck. Well, this is the way I've always been. Cool, if that's what you want to tell yourself. Or we can evolve and change and again, become the best versions of ourselves. So if you hold this belief to be true, that if I take a break, that I will fail, we can notice that and learn to move in the midst of it and learn to slowly dismantle it. Because again, brain plasticity takes a little bit of time to rewiring our thoughts and our behaviors, our beliefs, all these things. But we can slowly chip away and start to understand that usually God likes to show up in those in-between spaces. And are we allowing space for him to show up? And again, I'm offended by this conversation. I don't like it because this is something I have to really work on. I have to be intentional to allow myself to take breaks and all that. Because honestly, I enjoy working. I like it. It's fun for me, but I know it's still not healthy because if I'm constantly engaged in one task, I'm not opening myself up to something else, right? Speaking of, Bob Goff in his latest book says, availability attracts ideas. Availability attracts ideas. Well, to me, that is saying is space. So we have to hold space for something, a solution, an insight? Is there a question right now that you're really struggling with? What is the answer to? Do we have space mentally, spiritually, emotionally to allow that idea, that solution, that answer to come and sit with us? I think the underlying root of this is impatience. I am so freaking impatient. Are you? Right? But progress in whatever goal we have, whatever outcome we have, it takes time.
I hate when people say that.
I just twitched when I said it. I don't like hearing that, but it's true. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I'm totally jacking this up because I was on the stair stepper early in the morning, and I don't remember who said it, what they got it from, but I'm going to give you the analogy, Heather's jacked up analogy anyway. But they were talking about how progress, change, we always think of change happening, progress happening, like if you get into a shower, you immediately get wet, right? You turn on that, whatever the thing's called, not the water hose. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. The shower thingy, you turn it on, you immediately get wet. It's instant. Change is instant. Progress is instant, right? But they were saying in this podcast, this is like the old ancient book that they were pulling this from, that change is more like a fog, that progress is more like a fog. When you walk through the field and it's foggy, you barely notice yourself getting wet, and it takes time walking through it, and eventually you become soaked. It's this gradual release, but it takes time, and sometimes you don't even notice it. So this impatience sets in where we feel like that if we just need to work harder and not quit, that change is going to happen, that water is going to hit us all at once, but it's still not the way that it works. And again, not only is change and progress gradual, and we're going to burn ourselves out before we get there, you know what I'm saying? But also, too, divine inspiration comes in the in-between space. And so I feel like there's kind of two camps that sometimes we want to sit in. We want to sit in the camp of work, 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 and there's no in-between space. Or we're all in between space, which really isn't a space because there's nothing to bookmark it. You know what I'm saying? Like people are like, oh, Zen, I'm going to light me a candle and just close my eyes and hope things happen. Nope. You still got to add in the action, right? Again, it's a yin-yang balance of be faithful with what's been downloaded to you and act fast, but also to allow space to hear something, right? Because what is being whispered to us for this year? What is being whispered to you right now? Is it a shift? Is it an adjustment? Is it a, hey, Bobby, keep going? What is being whispered to you for this year? Can we be still enough to listen to it, to invite it in? I want to tell you one of the biggest things that I learned in 2020 is to go running. Now, you're like, oh, shoot, forget that, Heather. But if that was my own space mentally to be able to hear God and get it away from everything. I like to run. I know that's weird. A lot of people hate it. But what is that thing for you? Is it going outside and drinking a cup of coffee? Is it going on a road trip? Sometimes we want to numb out and thinking that's creating space. I'm all for some Netflix binges. I've been binging a lot of Netflix. I love it. Right? But that's not necessarily creating space because we're numbing out in front of something. We're not allowing silence and getting away from freaking screens to hear something else. So what is that for you? Comment and let us know. How can you create space in 2021? How can you allow inspiration to come in? Like Bob Goff says, create the availability for ideas to come in. All right, y'all, I hope that encouraged you to go ahead and take a stinking break, okay? Allow some space into your life for innovation to come through, for ideas, for creativity, for flow. It's amazing how productive we'll actually be when we allow space for that. Before we leave, I want to hear from you. Text me at 501-214-4307. Let me know your thoughts around this idea that if you take a break that you will fail. Again, that is 501-214-4307. We love you. We're in your corner. See you soon.